Blog Talk Radio. your first job working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH, Yahweh, proper pronunciation, part number 15, through his people's Israel. So, if any reconciliation will be done, the reconciliation will be through the people's called Israel. KC Reyes. So if you got that name, Israel, he got a nice surprise for you by using that name, Israel. Because Israel is the name that's going to be the first one that's going to be up on a reconciliation of Israel. So we're just going to throw it out on the international side. Got a lot of memos on tape. And you see, I've got an elder. He'll be a few minutes late. So I guess when we do come in, we'll get in on the clock. And we'll get Sister D, Key Israel on the clock once they kind of get all situated. So what we do, we'll keep it moving until they kind of get locked in. One thing about it, when they get locked in, we'll pull them up and let them put on whatever Yahweh put on their head to tell the national audience. And what is the national audience? On the international side, all the slots are still. That's 195 international countries, so that's a good thing. And what's flashing out of New York? New York on the international side. 105.597. 105.597. So, wherever that is, we'll talk about that later. What we're going to do is go and get Brother Yahweh Israel on the clock. We just get it going on, and when the they ought to get ready. If the DT Israel get ready, we'll put them up and let them put on the table what they got to work with. But until that time comes, I just said, we just see what we can work with and up on the spirit of Almighty Yahweh. So let's see if we get something going on. Well, let's see if we'll find Brother Yahweh Israel and see if we get something going on. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh bid you there, see right. Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you, El C. Raya. Where's the microphone at for Brother Yahweh Israel there, WCC? I don't hear it. Try it again. Okay, try it again. Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you, El C. Raya. I don't hear nothing. Why so? I don't hear nothing. So let me, okay, what can you do for temporarily hiring
up? Stand up, Dr. Harrison. He's just as much Gentile as I am. By the flesh, neither one of us are the seed of Abraham. He's just a different flavor of the same mess. Christianity is not rooted in white men. Christianity is rooted in Judaism, and Judaism is rooted in Abraham, and Abraham was rooted in God. This is not about colors. This is not about colors. This is about covenant. It is about covenant. It is not about colors. Stand up, Dr. Harrison. He's just as much Gentile as I am. By the flesh, neither one of us are the seed of Abraham. He's just a different flavor of the same mess. Christianity is not rooted in white men. Christianity is rooted in Judaism, and Judaism is rooted in Abraham, and Abraham was rooted in God. This is not about colors. This is not about colors. This is about covenant. It is about covenant. It is not about colors.
Well, that's pretty interesting. That's the best. That's pretty interesting there at WCC. On what you pressing, because I know I'm not pressing anything. Well, what are you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me something?
Well, be what you see is real. They'll see you royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What? Hallelujah. What? Brother Yahweh is real. All right. So I'm trying to figure out what is the message that is to be said to me behind what I just got through hearing? See, you want to hear that again? No, not really. Not really. But you got control of the network. If you want to do what you got to do, you do what you got to do.
Stand up, Dr. Harrison. He's just as much Gentile as I am. By the flesh, neither one of us are the seed of Abraham. He's just a different flavor of the same mess. Christianity is not rooted in white men. Christianity is rooted in Judaism, and Judaism is rooted in Abraham, and Abraham was rooted in God. This is not about colors. This is not about colors. This is about covenant. It is about covenant. It is not about colors.
Excellent. Whatever said on that, evidently, we might take a little look at what we're just hearing on that Brother Yagdaya. I know I heard Brother Yagdaya. Let's see him again then behind what I'm just hearing now. Brother Yagdaya Israel. God bless you, C. Royal.
God bless you, C. Israel. Well, C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Well, I guess I heard something that I had no control of, because I heard something there, Brother Yagdaya Israel. I don't know how that might come out. So how about let's jump and get us some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I just heard a mouthful of things, so maybe they got to be investigated on what I just got through here. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yagdaya Israel, let's get something going on.
Book of Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. "In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say." And I just heard a little fire and brimstone coming from Dexter. From Dexter just got through throwing out some fire and brimstone, so I want to can that hold up if you all do the 17 verse 10 and 11 of the book of Acts. What it says in 17 chapter verse 10 and 11?
Book of Acts chapter 17 verse number 10 verse number 11 reads, Acts 17 verse 10, "The brethren immediately stood away Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who coming thither went into the temple of Yahweh Judah." Verse 11, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so."
So what we just got through hearing, let's see, can we search the scripture to see what we just got through hearing is so. Let's turn to the 18th chapter of Genesis. I heard something there, Brother Yagdaya Israel. So let's see, can we search the scripture? Before you search the scriptures, read the way you see it in Galatians 3:28. The way you see it, read it, because what I just heard, I think we will investigate what we just got to hand. The way it's read in Galatians 3:28. Bring it out, Brother Yagdaya Israel, come on.
Look at Galatians 3, verse number 28 reads, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Yahweh the Son."
For it neither Jew nor Greek, male or female, we all one in Yahweh the Son. So we all one. All right. Good. Go to Romans chapter 1 and look at verse 16. Read the way you see it there. Just read the way you see it there, Brother Yahweh. We're going to read exactly the way it said it. And we're going to see, can that hold up when we just got through hearing? Let's go to Romans 1:16 and see what that says.
Look at Romans 1, verse number 16 reads, "But I'm not ashamed of the covenant of Yahweh the Son, but it's the power of Yahweh unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek."
To the Jew first and also to the Greek. Let's run to Romans chapter 2, and we'll look at verse 9 and 10. "To the Jew first, also to the Greek." All right, that's good. Let's see what it says in Romans chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
Look at Romans 2, verse number 9 and verse number 10. Look at Romans 2, verse number 9. "Tribulation and anguish upon every person, a man and woman, that doeth evil. Of the Jew first, also of the Gentile." Verse number 10. but honor and peace to every man and woman that worketh good, to the Jew first, also to the Gentile.
Mm-hmm. Also to the Gentile. What it says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 and 2. Let's see what that says.
Book of 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 1 and 2. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, we will not have you ignorant. Verse 2. You know that you were Gentile, carried away to these dumb idols, even as you were led.
Mm-hmm. So you were Gentiles, carried away, and that's how you was led. Okay, good. Let's read the way you see it there, Brother Yagdaez. Remember, you're not going to just continue to say that, but just read it the way you see it, because whatever was said earlier, we want to investigate what we just heard. Let's go to Acts chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and 3. We're going to Acts chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see, can we investigate that heavy hammer that came on the broadcast a few minutes ago? Acts chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and 3.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads. Book of Acts 8, verse number 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death. At that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. They were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea, Samaria, except the apostles. Verse number 2. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him. Verse 3. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, and hauling men and women, committing them to prison.
Mm-hmm. So Saul made havoc to the church, and he was putting folks in the prison. Okay, let's go to the ninth chapter and see what happened next. Take a look at verse 1.
Book of Acts chapter 9, verse number 1 reads, Acts chapter 9, verse 1. Saul, you're breathing out threats. Slapped against the disciples of Yahweh the Son, went into the high priest, verse number 2, desiring him letters to Damascus, to the temple, that if he found any of this weight, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem, verse number 3. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly were shined around about him a light from heaven. Verse number 4. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecuted you me? Verse number 5. He said, who are you, Yahweh? And Yahweh said, I am Yahweh the Son whom you persecuted. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. Verse number 6. And he trembling and astonished said, Yahweh, what will you have me to do? Yahweh said unto him, arise, go into the city. Mm-hmm. It shall be told you what you shall do.
Mm-hmm. Good, right there, right there. And what did he want him to do? He said, it will be told to you what I want you to do. Get down to verse 13. Let's see how it was told to him what he want him to do. Verse 13. Let's see how it works, Craig. Verse 13.
Verse number 13. Then Ananias answered, Yahweh, I've heard by many of this man how much evil ye have done to your saints at Jerusalem. Verse number 14.
Mm-hmm.
And here ye have authority from the chief priests, bind all that call on your name. Verse 15. Yahweh said unto him, go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and king and the family of Israel.
What else will happen to him in verse 16?
Verse number 16. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh told Saul to go by way, and I will have somebody meet you, and they will tell you what got to be done. And let's get a little bit more in verse 17.
Verse number 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house. Putting his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, Yahweh, even Yahweh the Son that appeared unto you in the way, as you can as have sent me, thou mightest receive your sight and be filled with the righteous spirit.
Mm-hmm. So Ananias put his hand on him and said, receive your sight. What kind of condition was he in the next verse?
Verse number 18. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scaled. He received sight forthwith and rose and was baptized.
Mm-hmm. So immediately the scales fell from his eyes. Immediately the scales fell from his eyes and he was baptized. Immediately. Uh-huh. So he was baptized immediately. So after the scales fell from his eyes by Ananias. Now let's investigate this and see what did Paul say that he was doing. One thing about it, when you are deal spiritually, you'll never forget it. Spiritually. Now, Paul's going to rehearse the righteous act on what he was doing. And let's see what he say he was doing and when he anointed Timothy and Titus. But then he says something to them in 1 Timothy 1:13. What he says in 1:13 that he was doing back in the days. Let's see what it says in 1 Timothy 1:13.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, an injurer, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
So Paul said, he said, he was rehearsing his life as that, saying, look here, but what I was doing was ignorantly because I thought I was on something. That was Paul say, I thought I was on something. I thought I was doing the right thing. But I found out that what I was doing by getting the letters and persecuting the church, I thought I was on something. Read again and Titus 1:13 one more time. There, Brother Yahda. I think you got on something, Brother Yahda Israel. So sometimes you can watch people say have a lot of energy, but they don't understand that they'll be off in unbelief with all this energy they have and think they really own something. Now, Paul can rehearse the righteous act with Titus and Timothy. And what he says in 1:13 again, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 1 Timothy 1, verse 13. Who were before a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurer, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
So he done it ignorantly. Because he was up under unbelief. But he didn't know he was up under unbelief, but he was assigned. So now come back again to Acts chapter 9, Brother Yahdai Israel. I want to look at verse 18 one more time. See, 6 anointed champions both be able to shoot a lesson out wherever the tenor of the conversation is. And that's the sign when we know another level is coming, where you can shoot a lesson out on whatever the circumstance is. So now we heard Dexter, T.D. Jakes, made a profound statement that is neither Jew nor Greek, and he ain't what he said, and it ain't got nothing to do with colors and none of that. We heard that speech in the early part of the tape. So, and they played it again, and I heard it again. So I guess that's trying to send a message, but I wonder, can this message hold up when we investigate it by going to, we've been there already, in the 17th chapter, verse 10 and 11. So I'm going to look at verse 18 one more time there, Brother Yahya Israel. Let's see what happened in verse 18. One more time. Acts chapter 9, verse 18.
The book of Acts chapter 9, verse number 18 reads, and immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scaled. And he received his sight forthwith, arose, and was baptized.
Mm-hmm. Immediately fell from his eyes the scale. The scale fell from his eyes immediately, and immediately he was baptized. Let's see what he was baptized. He was baptized. Let's go to the 6th chapter, pick it, verse 1. Let's find what he means by he was baptized. 6th, pick it, verse 1, and let's see what's going on.
Book of Acts?
Yes, sir. Romans. Romans chapter 6, picking up verse 1, we'll find out he said, immediately he was baptized there, Brother Yahya Israel. So now, we're going to find out a little bit more of that. The scales fell from his eyes, then immediately he was baptized. Okay, that sounds pretty good. Immediately he was baptized. Let's go find out he was baptized to what? Go to Romans chapter 6, particularly verse 1, and read down to get our point. Let's see, he was immediately baptized, Brother Yahya Israel. He was baptized to what? Pick it up verse 6, verse 1, let's read a little bit.
Book of Romans 6, verse number 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse number 2. Yahweh forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Verse number 3. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Yahweh the Son were baptized into his death?
Mm-hmm. So when you're baptized to his death. That means when you're baptized to his death, that means that automatically make you gotta make you a Psalms 1 verse 3. What it says in Psalms 1 verse 3. So once you baptize to his unto, let's say again, she says you baptize know ye not so many of us as was baptized into Yahweh the Son was baptized unto his death. That's big talk with them. So what you getting ready to read that, Brother Yahya Israel? Sound like you own something to me. What you getting ready to read?
The book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse number 3 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse number 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit and his season. His leaf also shall not wither whatsoever he doeth. Shall prophesy.
So when you're baptized to the Almighty Yahweh the Son, you baptize to his death. And you will be like a tree. You will be like a tree by the water. And so you'll be like a tree by the water once you baptize. So you'll be part of Yahweh's death. Let's go to the 8th chapter of Acts. We're going to tie it all in, 6 anointed counsel. This is real good because you got to be able to know how to pick a lesson up from wherever it's at and see where it holds up. And we go on to the 8th chapter, and we're going to read a little bit more because we see Ananias came in, and when Ananias came in, he put his hand on Paul. And immediately the scales of his eyes was open. But we're going to find out a little bit more to that. Now, we're going to the 8th chapter, and let's see what happened here in Acts chapter. We're going to 8 and see how immediately the scales will fall from your eyes. When we look at verse 34 and 35. Let's see what it says over here in Acts chapter 8. We're going to see if that's all it's to is putting hands on you. Is there anything else that we can read on the baptism that we need to know? Let's see what happens right here. Because Ananias came in, he done some talking to Paul. Then immediately the scales fell from his eyes. Let's go to Acts chapter 8, verse 34 and 35 to see what we read there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Acts chapter 8, verse 34, verse 35 reads, Acts chapter 8, verse 34, and the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee of whom speaketh the seal, this of himself or of some other man. Verse 35, then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and told unto him, Yahweh the Son.
So, immediately it fell off of Paul's eyes. Then, after he put some scriptures on Paul, well, he was letting him know now that baptism is baptism to death. That's what the saying is. So now, once he put some good word on him, then he made a statement in verse 36. So the first thing he did for Paul was put some word on him. The first thing that Philip did for the eunuch is put some word on him. Because Philip asked him a question after the ministering spirit told him to check him out. So Philip asked him something first after the ministering spirit told him to go catch him. And what did he say in verse 30 and 31? Let's look at verse 30 and 31.
Book of Acts 8, verse 30.
Yeah.
Verse 31 reads,
mm-hmm.
Book of Acts 8, verse 30. Philip ran thither to him, heard him read the seer Isaiah, and said, understand you what you read. Verse 31. He said, I cannot, except some man should guide me. He divided Philip that he would come up and sit with him.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? If you're a man or a woman of Yahweh, the last thing you do, you send anybody scripture, tell them go get the book and start reading. No, it don't work like that. Same thing by Paul. Paul, you can tell the story better. He said in the infancy he was doing that. But then Paul asked Yahweh, what do you want me to do? He said, I'll tell you what to do. You go, and it will be told to you what to do. So understand one thing. If once you're a man and woman of Yahweh, if you're not able to sit down with nobody with the book, do not give them scriptures to take back with them, because their mindset will be totally disembobulated in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. So the last thing you do, although they might tell you, I read the Bible 15 times back in front. That ain't what a man or woman of Yahweh do. You have to sit down with them and guide them through the Bible. Because we know they read, but they don't know what they read until you be guided, unless you are better than Paul. But Paul made a profound statement about him that if you reach these kind of standards to do that, in Galatians chapter 1, let's bring up Paul's resume just to make sure you understand this is a big job. So, fixing on the camps, never give nobody scriptures to do nothing with. If they can't find time to sit down with you to go over the scriptures, They just going to be reading a bunch of scriptures from the eyes of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. So if they can't find time to sit down with you to go over what you're trying to show them, then you might as well write them off. Because you can recognize a hellraiser. A hellraiser will sit down and see if they know they own something, you'll be able to go over something with them. Now, what I say to go on to Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Galatians.
Galatians. Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, Brother Yahdai Israel. Galatians chapter 1. Now, if you're greater than this man, look at this man's resume he got in verse 16, 1:16. Look at his resume. So if you're greater than this man, look at his resume in Galatians chapter 1, verse 16.
Book of Galatians 1, verse 16. To reveal his son in me, that I might teach him among the nations. Immediately I confer not with flesh and blood.
Verse 15.
When it pleased Yahweh, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his mercy.
Mm-hmm. Now, watch it say in verse 14.
Verse 14. The prophet in the Yahdai Judah, religion above many my equals in mine own nation, been more exceedingly zealous of the tradition of my fathers.
Mm-hmm. So he said he prophesied in the Jews' religion. So he said otherwise he made a gain in the Jews' religion. And like I said, again, we're going to walk all this thing down. He said otherwise he made a benefit in the Jews' religion, because that's what he was taught. And above many of my equals in my own nation, being exceedingly zealous of the tradition of my father. Mm-hmm. So he said he made a prophet up in the Jews' religion. That's what he said. But he also says of my nation. So now, what we're going to do, with that verse right there, you have to precept your Bible and see what is that he's talking about, the Jew of his nation, by precepting your Bible and see exactly what is he saying. We'll do that. So in the book of Acts for a minute, let's see what he says. What is he really saying about, but see, the key word they left there for you is of his nation. Now you have to be able to precept your Bible and see, can you come up with an answer to what he means by his nation, the Jews. So when you precept your Bible, it'll start working some things out for you. So we go on to the book of Acts and see, can we tie something in about his nation, the Jews? And see, can we find something on that by going to the book of Acts and find out, can that word stand up when you put the precept on it? Now we are in the book of Acts, Brother Yahdai Israel, in the book of Acts. I want to see, can that hold up? Can that word Jew hold up? That he's from a Jew nation. Can that hold up? And you see what I want to work with on that. I want to see, can that word hold up when you just put a little book on it. So if you got an idea what I'm looking for, Brother Yahdai Israel, you thank you there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 26th chapter. Thank you there, Brother Yahdai Israel, for 26th chapter. But seeking that word, hold up, and we just read again, the Jew nation. He said he prospered in the Jew nation, WJ. We're going to see what that word looked like. Is what he really saying in 26th chapter of the book of Acts. Just leave it like it is. It's going to break it all the way down. It's going to bring it on home on its own. 4 down to verse 7. They're going to bring it all home there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Let's see what it says in Acts 26. About to just run it right through and watch it bring it home on his own. 4 through 7. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 26. Verse number 4 through 7, read. Acts 26, verse number 4. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among my own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, verse number 5, which knew me from the beginning, that they would testify that after the most straightest set of our religion, I leave the Pharisees, verse number 6. And I stand in my judge for the hope of the promise made of Yahuwah unto our fathers. Verse number 7. Unto which promise I 12 tribes instantly serving Yahuwah day and night hope to come. To which hope sake, King Agrippa, I'm accused of the Jews.
Mm-hmm. So now Paul broke down saying that you know that this thing comes from the... He said, look at this thing is about our 12 tribes. Did that be right? So he said, that Jew have to cover a little more groundwork. So Paul said this thing is about the 12 tribes. See, that word Jew have to blend in with the 12 tribes. He said about my nation and my father. So then that word Jew cannot stand up there because now in 11 verse 1, Paul gonna introduce himself to the Romans. And that's what he says in verse 1 and 2, in the 11th chapter, with that word Jew. See, can that word Jew stand up when you remember the early part of the lesson about the Jew and the Gentile, right? All we're doing now is seeing where it hold up when you keep on pumping scriptures at something. And remember one thing, a lot of people do something through ignorance because they refuse and they get their hand greased real good, and once they come enlightened, they'll continue down with them ignorant statements and deceive the peoples of whoever they teach them, like Dexter, T.D. Dexter. He got more information, but since he's been well taken care of with, he'll make statements that would not hold up when you zero in on it, what he said early in the lesson. So now, what you reading there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse number 1 and 2. Romans 11, verse number 1. I say then, have Yahuwah cast away his people? Yahuwah forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Verse number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah have not cast away his people, which he foreknew.
Mm-hmm. 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 So you see, Paul is coming a little cleaner. Is it now? So Paul let you know that the word Jew, it can be used as the 12 tribes of Israel. It can be used as the 12 tribes of Israel, the word Jew. And also in your Zonga's Bible Dictionary, Brother Yahshua Israel, the word can be, you know, this is in their own writing. Turn to page 195 out of your Zonga's Bible Dictionary and read just the way you see it there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Because it's like picking, you know, you're just not going to snatch them all out at the same time. You're just going to pull one out at a time on what we heard earlier part of the lesson. Let's see what it says in the Zonga's Bible Dictionary, page 19, about the word Gentile. What that word Gentile, according to Zonga's Bible Dictionary, what that word mean on page 195 there, Brother Yahshua Israel? Just the way you see it, let's hear that.
Made from the Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary by Zondervan. Page number 195, and it reads, Gentile, usually it means a non-Israelite people.
Usually, but not all the time. See, it means usually it means a non-Israelite people, usually, but not all the time. Because sometimes the word Gentile can be pointed toward, the word Gentile can be pointed toward Matthew 4:14. See, it don't, every time you see the word Gentile, you just don't say a non-Israelite people. Because like you already said earlier, now one of us, you said, now one of us is a, from Abraham. Now one of us from Abraham. That's what he said. Now one of us from Abraham. And we Gentile. That's what he said. He said, now one of us is from Abraham. See? They go seeking that hold up. I've been heard him 2-3 times say that. Now one of us. And it ain't about a black thing, a white thing. It's about a covenant thing. A lot of good speech came out of that conversation. But usually the word Gentile don't, all, every time you look at it, it don't mean the other nation. Sometimes it means 4:14 of Matthew. What is it saying, 4:14 of Matthew?
Book of Matthew 4, verse number 14 reads, Matthew 4, verse 14, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Isaiah the seer, saying, verse 15, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, yet Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
So we just got to call it Naphtali and Zebulun Gentiles. I wonder why he called Zebulun and Naphtali, and according to Esther chapter 1, can you run them names down? Who are these people? Who is Zebulun and Naphtali? But they was called Gentiles. Who is the father of these peoples that was called Gentiles, Naphtali, and Zebulun? So when you do get to their names, that's the end of the conversation. All I want to do is get up to their name by looking at Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. Let's see if we find out exactly who is the father of the Gentiles called Naphtali and Zebulun by going to Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. What you reading there, Brother Yagdali?
The book of Exodus chapter 1, verse number 1 reads, now these are the names of the family of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob. The name was changed to Israel. Verse number 2, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. 3, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. 4, Dan, and
Naphtali. So you got both of their names. Is that correct, Abba Yahweh Israel?
Yes, sir.
So who is their father in verse 1? Who is the father of these Gentiles right here, Naphtali and, what's his name, Zebulun? Who is the father of Naphtali and Zebulun in verse 1?
Verse 1, now these are the names of the children, the family of Israel.
So usually the word Gentile don't always mean a non-Israelite tribe. Sometimes it do mean exactly an Israelite tribe, Gentile. Do you remember what Paul said, what did Paul say he did? And 1 Timothy 1:13, what did Paul say he did again in 1:13?
Book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 13 reads, Book of 1 Timothy 1, verse number 13. Who was a fool, a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurer, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
So Paul made a statement he done ignorantly in unbelief. But he had to remember he was led to somebody. And where was this person at? Now we're going to see where this person was at back to the 8th, the 9th chapter. we're going back to 9. I need to get me a little bit more out of this brother y'all got here. So I need to get this guy's name one more time on the table. I need to get this name on the table. I need to get it one more time. What it says in Acts chapter 2, verse number 19 and 20. What it says in 19 and 20. Acts chapter 9, 19 and 20.
The book of Acts chapter 9, verse number 19, verse number 20 reads. Book of Acts chapter 9, verse number 19. And when he had received meat, and was saw a certain day with the disciples, which were at Damascus. Verse 20. And straightway he taught Yahweh the Son in the temple. And he is the Son of Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm. And how did all this happen again? Give me the name in verse 17. I need a name in 17. My faith is going to read 17, 18. We got plenty of time. Right now, I'm trying to, I don't want to just pull all the teeth out at one time. I want to take one at a time and pull them out. 17 and 18 says what?
Book of Acts 9, verse 17. Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, Yahweh the Son that appeared unto you in the way, as you came and have sent me, you might as receive your sight and be filled with the righteous spirit. Verse number 18. Immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. He received his sight forthwith and arose and was baptized.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So read verse 9:13.
Book of Acts chapter 9, verse 13. Then Ananias answered, Yahweh, I've heard about many of this man, how much evil he have done to the saints at Jerusalem.
Yeah, but what did Yahweh say to him? And then what did Yahweh say to him there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Verse number 14. Here you have authority from the chief priest to find all they call on his name. Verse 15. Yahweh said unto him, go your way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me. Bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the family of Israel.
What did Yahweh tell him? He said, hey, Ananias, are you the man that I will right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you go your way and do what I tell you to do. See, here, see, this is the thing. See, sometimes you don't see the hand of Yahweh. That's why we have to be more obedient in Yahweh. Go your way, Ananias, and do what I tell you to do. See, and when we is talk to you like that, then you swallow like the Incredible Hulk or something. Listen, see, right, maybe we don't say it the way you want to hear it, but it's a message behind everything. So go your way, and when you got a calling on you, this is what Yahweh wants you to do. You got to put all of your personal things aside when you're doing Yahweh's business. And Ananias said, I heard a lot of things about this brother and how he got this. But what did Yahweh say to him? Tell him, and what did Yahweh tell him in 11:23 of Numbers? What did Yahweh tell Ananias in 11:23 of Numbers? What did he say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse number 23 reads, Yahweh said unto Moses, Yahweh's hand waxed short. You shall see now whether my words shall come to pass unto you or not.
See, Yahweh's words is going to stand. Regardless about whatever you're doing, Yahweh's word is going to always stand. And that's one of the greatest mystery in teaching. Yahweh's word is going to stand. That one-hour statement you get yourself all tied in and try to keep up with that ain't going to stand. All that going to come to naught. But what we know is going to stand is Yahweh's word. Now, neither the scales fell from Paul's eyes. Let's precept that to Job chapter 41, verse 15. Let's find out what happened. So now we're going to do a little precepting. We're going to find out what really fell from his eyes. We go on to Job chapter 41 after the man of the hour came in on him and sit him down and put a little book on him. Immediately the scales fell from his eyes. Let's go to Job 41, verse 15, to see what happened.
Book of Job 41, verse number 15, read. His scales are his pride.
His scales is his pride. So you see, what fell from his eyes was his pride, see right here. Because when Yahweh done the damage to him and put him in a state of, then he said, he came out and said, what do you want me to do? So he put that pride down because then all of a sudden he started understanding what Proverbs 10:18 said. See, all see, sometimes you got to understand what things saying. It brings back to your remembrance. What it says in Proverbs 10:18 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 10 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 18.
Yeah, make it Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 10. 10:18, make it 10:18. Thank you, Brother Yahweh Israel. I tell you what, before you even get there, let's look at something before we even get there. Let's run to Proverbs 8:13. Let's get warmed up in Proverbs. Remember, immediately the scales of Paul's, it fell from his eyes. And we found out the scale was the scales of pride. You know why we mess up today? That's what we got on us today. Pride. And the wise man in the world jumped up in there in Proverbs 8:13, and he made a statement. Let's see what he says here in 8:13.
The book of Proverbs 8, verse number 13 reads, the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate.
Read that again, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Proverbs 8, verse 13. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate.
So Yahweh don't like a forward mouth? What do you mean by a forward mouth? When you try to discipline, that's the word I can use, or rebuke or correct someone, then they swell up like an Incredible Hulk. Yahweh said he don't like that spirit when you try to show somebody something, then all of a sudden they'll tell you, well, that's your interpretation. It's not my interpretation of anything. And Yahweh is telling you soundly, I don't like that kind of spirit. Read that one more time. So when the six anointed camps start showing you some things, you got to understand what's written in the Bible. Let's go to Psalm 141, verse 5 for a minute. Let's see what the middle spirit told David in 141. Now, everything can be going real good until you correct someone or rebuke someone, and correct and rebuke is one and the same. Then all of a sudden you swell up like the Incredible Hulk. And you might even turn green like him when you try to correct someone through the pages of the book. See, our job is to correct you now, because when the return of Yahweh the Son, he's going to cut your head off. That's the point. He ain't not coming to correct you no more. He left a ministry down here to correct you through his word. Stand the correction and leave off from always having a comeback once you hear correction is aimed towards you. Proverbs 8:13, listen good.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse number 13 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way. The forward mouth do I hate.
Pride, arrogance, and an evil way. Yahweh said he hated. Go to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18 now.
Book of Proverbs 10, verse number 18 reads, he that hideth in hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool.
Read that again.
The book of Proverbs 10, verse number 18. You are she that hideth hatred with lying lips. You are she that uttereth a slander is a fool.
Now, how they do that? Oh, Salone there, bro. Salone, Salone. Oh, how you doing? Yahweh be with you there, seer? What will Yahweh be with you? Then, before you get out in the car, you backbiting the back off. But you forgot what Yahweh got written in the Bible. See, they all got something written in 2 Kings number. You got something written in. You know, you hide your true feelings, but you can skin and grin and know all the time you are backbiter, murmur, and a complainer. But you, when you're around, you play like you. But do you understand Yahweh got something written in this book that the things that you do, Yahweh told you he don't like it. He don't say he don't like it. In 2 Kings chapter 6, do you know Yahweh got something written in his Bible in 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 12 on how he stands? And they knew it then, but they don't know it now. You think it's freely just because you're not in the eyesight of knowing the leadership? Do you know Yahweh got something written over in 2 Kings 6:12? What do you got written there about Yahweh? Huh?
The book of 2 Kings 6, verse number 12 reads, one of his servants said, none, my Yahweh, O king, but Elisha the seer that is in Israel. Tell us, the king of Israel, the word that you speaketh in your bedchamber.
Go back to Proverbs chapter 10, 18 again now. Now, with that understanding, look what's written over here in Proverbs 10, 18.
Book of Proverbs 10, verse number 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, he that uttereth a slander is a fool.
That's what he say. When you slander and with lying lips, shalom, 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 Yahweh be with you. That's lying lips. He said, you're a fool when you do that. He said, you're a fool. That's what he say, right? So you do stuff like that. You know, and the 14th chapter of 1 Kings, Do you know this written in this Bible? The 14th chapter. And look what it says over here in verse 5. See, in 14 verse 5, look what's written in 14 verse 5. First Kings.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 14, verse number 5 reads. 1 Kings 14, verse number 5. Yahweh said unto Ahijah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to act a thing of you for her son. For he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be when she cometh in, that she shall feign herself to be another woman.
So you see that, see right? You wrote that part, that's good enough. So you see that? So you see, because 20 verse 1. Do you know what the ministers of heaven doing when you do what you do? Do you know what the ministers of heaven doing in 20 verse 1? What are they doing? What are they doing in Enoch 20 verse 1 there, Brother Yahqua? What is the middle spirit of Yahqua doing? What are they doing? That we can read.
In the first book of Enoch, chapter 20, mm-hmm. verse number 1 reads, first book of Enoch 20, verse 1. These are the name of the righteous minister spirits who watch.
All they do is watch. They watch you put on a Proverbs 10:18. What did it say that, Brother Yahqua? Yes, we have Proverbs 10:18. They watch you put a Proverbs 10:18. What did it say? It's Proverbs 10:18.
Book of Proverbs 10, verse number 18. You see that high hatred with lying look. You see that other a slander is a fool.
You say you hide your hatred with lying lip, and when you drop a slander down, you are a fool. Now let's precept that to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's precept that. Let's see what is the end you're gonna run into when you skin and grin in anointed leadership face. No time you ain't gonna do right. You're not gonna change. You get your sweat up like the Hulk. Then you always want to come back behind it. But let's see what Yahqua got written that he gonna do with that kind of spirit. With that kind of spirit that we want to read, what he gonna do with that kind of spirit that we can read. Let's see if we can read what he gonna do with that kind of spirit in 10:10 that we can read. Remember, it's all about what we can read. Remember, Paul came in and Paul said he'd done this in ignorance. He did it. Then Paul had the scales in his eyes when he started seeing that, and we found out that was pride. And now we run down what Paul really had in him was pride and was zealous for what he was doing. But then Yahqua said something, and Paul was talking to Northern Kingdom. He said something in 10 verse 10. He said, now with that kind of spirit, this is the end of that kind of spirit. You know, with lying lips, they will skin and grin your face, and all the time, they can't wait to backbite. Shalom, shalom there, brother, shalom. Huh? We got right here in 10 verse 10.
Book of Acts.
No, 1 Corinthians. Thank you, brother. Y'all got here, Israel. 1 Corinthians 10:10.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse number 10, read it. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyed.
A murmur that always got a murmuring spirit, always can find something wrong, but never can comment on nothing right. When you got a murmuring spirit, your end, according to 10:10, you're going to meet the destroyer face to face for being a murmur and a complainer. Let's preach up there and see where that's coming from. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6 and pick up verse 12, and we'll read a little bit and see what he got written. So if you got the spirit of thinking because you can murmur on them telephones, meet somebody at the restaurant and murmur and all get a bad night and stay in, your partner will say what you remind them about the end, how the end going to be. But you tell them with all this power what I don't like. So if you find out that is you, and when you correct it, you turn to the Incredible Hulk Green and sweat all up about getting correction. Suppose Paul would have swindled up by him getting correction by Ananias. But Yahqua knew he was raised in the womb to take care of his business. You might be raised from the womb, but you got to stop always getting a comeback in. Because remember what we didn't read, I'll read it right now, Psalms 141, verse 5. Understand something about correction. See, if you don't be corrected now, you're like Dexter T.D. Jakes. Oh, Messi's going to get back to him. If he don't repent from what he just got through saying that early part of that tape that was played to us 2-3 times, if you don't repent to see what's going on what he said in the early part of the tape in front of that national audience that he was on, if he don't repent, if he don't get the spirit of what Paul did, he didn't swivel like hope. He took the correction. He better take the correction, too, behind his lessons on what he said. Now, in Proverbs chapter 6, we'll pick it up at verse 12. And we'll take it down to verse number 19. It says in Proverbs chapter 6, because everybody was pulling them verses. But where are all this coming from? Let's see if we get it. Proverbs 6, 12 through 19, brother, y'all got to get it. Come on.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse number 12 through 19 reads. Proverbs 6, verse number 12. A naughty person, wicked man or woman, walketh with a forward mouth. Verse 13. They winketh with their eyes, they speaketh with their feet, they teach with their fingers. Verse 14, forwardness is in their lips, in their mind. They devise mischief continually. They sow discord. Verse 15, therefore shall calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall they be broken without remedy. Verse 16, these 16 do Yahweh hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Verse 17, a proud look, a lying tongue. And to shed innocent blood. Verse 18, a mind that devises wicked imagination. Feet that be swift and run into mischief. Verse number 19, a false witness that speaketh lies. And they that sow discord among brethren.
Mm-hmm. Because, now that was poor too. See, everything be poor, see, right? And all they do is just re-pull and bring it back. For those that, see, Paul was on the spot. He was ready for the womb. But see, Yahweh know exactly what Paul was going to do, and he know exactly what you're going to do. And 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Let's see what we can read in verse 14 down to verse 16. Listen to this right here. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 14 through 16. Remember it says, he's going to bust you like a wall of men without a remedy. Remember the word remedy. That word have a precept meaning, too. We're going to see what he's talking about. 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, particularly verse 14, down to verse 16. Listen to this.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse number 14 through 16 reads. Book of 2 Chronicles, 36, verse number 14. Move all the chief of the priests. The people transgressed very much after all the abomination of the nations. Polluted the temple of Yahweh, which he had hallowed in Yahweh Judah, the word Jerusalem. Verse 15, Yahweh of their father sent to them by his messenger, rising up betimes and sent it, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Verse 16, but they mocked the messenger of Yahweh and despised his word. Misused his seal until the wrath of Yahweh rose against his people till there was no remedy.
So what will give Yahweh to rise against his people without no remedy in verse number 15? Let's see what the number one thing that gets you in trouble in verse 15. The number one thing will get you in trouble according to 2 Chronicles 36 verse 15. What's the number one thing that's in trouble there, brother? Y'all got it. Let's read.
The book of 2 Chronicles 36, verse number 15 reads, Yahweh of their father sent to them by his messenger. Rising up, beat down the sentence, because he had compassion on his people, known as dwelling place. Verse 16. Mm-hmm. But they mocked the messenger of Yahweh and despised his words and misused his seed.
And once you misuse the seal, what happened next? So once that's what. So when you here you go. Let me get in that, brother Yahshua Israel. So when you misuse the fear of the hour, what do Yahweh say behind that? Let's see what we can read. What he say, we'll comment behind it. When you misuse the fear of the hour. Let's see what Yahweh say. He'll do behind that. What he say?
Verse 16, until the wrath of Yahweh rose against his people, that there was no remedy.
You see that, see it right here? So the last thing you're supposed to do is run a evil report about anything about anointed leadership. The last thing you're supposed to do is put out anything about anointed leadership. Because when you do so, that's an evil report on you. And the remedy of Yahweh say, enough is enough. In the line, when anointed leadership tries to correct you on something, and then all of a sudden, you swell up like the Green Hulk of somebody, and you always got a comeback. But it tells you in 141 verse 5, a psalm about your comeback. And see, both Paul would have had a comeback. When Ananias, you know, he said he was zealous for what he was doing, but then after he found out when the man of the hour, the seer, put the book on him, he said, oh, my goodness, I've been reading this book from the most, the other folk been teaching me for years. But see, that's the point we're making, seer, right here. The world has taught you this book. You can say, I read this book back in covers 15 times, so what? Until you got it by the anointed leadership, you just read this Bible. I don't care how long you read, how many times, until you got it, you just read the book. And Paul understood that. And that's why the scales of pride fell from his eyes. Because he found out one thing, he was taught wrong. 141 verse 5 says what in Psalm? Listen good.
Book of Psalm chapter 141 verse number 5 reads, if the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. Let him reprove me, it shall be excellent oil. It shall not break my head, yet my prayer also shall be in their calamity.
So when the righteous anointed smite you, it ain't going to break your head, because Yahweh going to come back and cut your head off. He's going to cut your head off when he comes back. He's not coming back. They can't come back. He's going to be swinging the sword. Now, what you're supposed to do when leadership that's anointed come to you and tell you to stop that foolishness, this is what you're supposed to do right here. In 1 verse 3. I mean, verse 3 of 141st chapter. That's what you're supposed to do when you don't understand something. You're supposed to do this in verse 3. What's that?
Psalm 141, verse 3. So to watch, O Yahweh, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips.
Otherwise, put a hand or a sock in your mouth. Anytime you make any statement between anointed leadership, you better off put a sock in your mouth and then put your hand over your mouth. Don't let that pride deliver you up. Let's go to Sirach chapter 10, verse 7 through 19. Listen good. Listen good, because we better go at this brother that said, Dexter, T.D. Jakes, or Dexter, he says that, when he said in the earlier part that it wasn't no accident, he said what he said. But we're going to show you soundings that can that hold up. So if anybody's not going to reach him right away, although he'll get this tape anyway, he got some change to do in a hurry. Let's see what it says, we're getting ready to read that. We're getting ready to read that, brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Sirach, chapter 10.
Figure verse 7 through 19. Excellent. What it says in 10, 17 through 19. Listen good.
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 17 through 19 reads. Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 17. Did some of them awake?
Seven. No, verse 7. Verse 7. 7 down to verse 19. You pick it up. Sirach 10, verse 7. Straight down to verse 19. Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 7 through 19 reads. Sirach 10, verse number 7. Pride is hateful before Yahweh and man. By both, the one commits sin. Verse number 8. Because of unrighteous guilt, injuries, and riches got by deceit, the kingdom is translated from one people to another. Verse number 9. Why is earth and ashes proud? There is not a more wicked thing than a covetous man or woman. For such a one said of his own life to save. Because while he liveth, he casteth away his bowels. Verse number 10. The physician cutteth off a long disease. And he or she that is today a king, and he that is today a king, tomorrow shall die. Verse number 11. But when a man is dead, he shall inherit creeping things, beasts, and worms. Verse 12. The beginning of pride is when one departed from Yahweh, and their mind is turned away from their maker. Verse 13. For pride is the beginning of sin. You see that habit shall pour out abomination. For Yahweh brought upon them strange calamity and overthrew them utterly. Verse number 14. Yahweh have cast down the thrones of proud princes and set up the meek in their stead. Verse 15. Yahweh have plucked up the root of the proud nation and planted the lowly in their place. Verse 16. Yahweh overthrow countries of the nation and destroy them to the foundation of the earth. Verse 17. He took some of them away and destroyed them, and made their memorial to cease from the earth. Verse 18. Pride was not made for men, nor furious anger for them that are born of a woman. Verse 19. They that fear Yahweh are a sure seed. They that love him, an honorable plan. They that regard not the Torah instructions are in a dishonorable seed. They that transgress Torah instructions are deceivable seed.
So you see what that pride will do for you. But Paul, with all that learning he had, when he was bragging about how smart he was, didn't even know who Yahweh were, and he told the man of Yahweh that I'll go down there because I'm gonna send you Saul, and then he tried to tap that. You can't get out when Yahweh got a calling on you. You get over there and do what I tell you to do. Get this man some scriptures, because I'm going to open his, I'm gonna have the scales fall from his eyes, and that scale was pride. That's what he had. Pride, Steve Rader. And Yahweh said he ain't about that pride. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 and 12 on the right side of the book. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. What does it say?
The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 11 and 12.
Yes, sir. Sound good. Right side of the book. Sound real good to me. 3, 11 and 12 says what?
The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 11 and 12. Verse number 11. For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Verse 12. Now this Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous.
Back up to 1 John chapter 2, and it's precept there to 10 through 14. So you see, pride will sit alone there, brothers, all the time, you wicked as hell. That's going to run out on you. And those that have the truth of this knowledge and don't tell their congregation of it, like T.D. Jakes, that's an error. How can he call himself a Gentile without breaking it down? Said neither one of us is the seed of Abraham. How could he say that? Even the white man and the white woman come from Abraham. All the children of Israel came from Abraham. So where did you come from, brother? Space? Where did you come from then? You came from whatever, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the white man and the white woman, the sons of Esau, they came from Abraham too, and it came from Isaac. So how could you make that statement to a national audience that you, whatever he said, how could you say something like that? And then your congregation that heard that, when they hear this tape, they're supposed to leave your congregation behind what you said. Break out running. Break out like the wild, wild west. Because you're misinforming your people. You're not edifying them with that kind of statement like that. You got to edify your people. With what? The word. First John 2, pick up verse 10 through 14 says what?
Book of 1 John chapter 2, verse number 10 through 14 reads. Book of 1 John 2, verse number 10. He that loveth his brother and sister abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him or her. Verse number 11. But he or she that hateth their brothers and sisters is in darkness, walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither they go, because that darkness hath blinded their eyes. Verse number 12. I write unto you little children, because your sins are forgiven you for my name's sake. Verse 13. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Verse 14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong in the word of Yahweh abiding in you. You have overcome the wicked one.
You have overcome the wicked one, huh? So that's the Galatians chapter 3, verse 38, one more time. Now we're going back and read the way you see it there, Brother Yahweh Israel, because you got men that will hold the truth. They will hold the truth, see, right? For they own personal gain. And we just heard the biggest piece of propaganda in the earliest part of this tape. Like I said, you can review the tape after the broadcast or whatever time that you review the tape. When you make statements like that, that's not good. So it's funny, although the WCC got their hand in it by playing it. So, okay. They evidently want the message to come out of that. Let's see what we're reading that, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Galatians chapter 3, verse number 28 reads, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Yahweh the Son.
Now you see where he is saying you neither Jew nor Greek, you all one and Yahweh the Son. You know they say the more pagan words that they do with them idol pictures and stuff like that. But now let's break that down. Now let's break that down, the Jew and the Greek. Let's see what is the proper way you break down the Jew and the Greek that we can read. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 8. Let's start with Isaiah chapter 5 first. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7. Let's start breaking down the Jew and the Greek. Let's see what that means according to the Bible. Start breaking it down now. Isaiah 5, verse 7. Start with that one. Come on.
Isaiah 5, verse number 7 reads, "For the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the family of Israel. The men of Yahweh of Judah, southern kingdom, is pleasant plant. You look for judgment, mm-hmm. but behold, oppression."
Good. Good. We got a name called, one family is called Israel, another family is called Judah. Let's go to the 8th chapter. Take it to verse 14, 16, 20-22. We're going a little bit further in Isaiah and get a little bit more out of Isaiah. We're going to see, can any of that hold up? We're going to Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14, 16, 20-22. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14, verse 16, verse number 20 through 22 reads, Isaiah 8, verse number 14, "And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense, to both the family of Israel, and for a gin and for a snare, to the inhabitants of Yahdai Judah, through the word Jerusalem." Verse 16, "Bind up the covenant testimony, seal the Torah instructions among my disciples." Verse number 20.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So we find out now, we got both mean. What do both mean again, Brother Yarkaius? What do both mean again? Do both mean Jew or Gentile? What do the word both mean? Because you're neither Jew or Gentile. What does the word both mean again, according to what we can read? What do both mean, Brother Yahdai Israel?
To both the family of Israel, northern kingdom, and to the inhabitants of Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm. So both, again, is pointing toward, so the Jew and the Greek, it sounds to me, is pointing toward northern kingdom and southern kingdom. Let's go to the 11th chapter of Isaiah, pick up verse 12. Let's see what the word both mean again.
Book of Isaiah 11, verse number 12. "He shall set up an ensign for the nation, shall assemble the outcast of Israel, northern kingdom, and gather together the dispersed of Yahdai Judah, from the four corners of the earth."
Mm-hmm. Let's run back to the book called Romans one more time, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, the reason why you see it, and like I say again, we want to see, can it hold up? Let's back up to what I want. I want to hear something one more time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I want to hear it again. I want to look at verse, let's read what you said in 9:24. And we'll take it down to verse number 27. Now we'll take it down to verse 28 just to make it sound good. We're going to Romans chapter 9, and I want to clock some things that you do say. But read the way you see it, because we're going to do some edifying. Romans chapter 9, verse 24, and we're taking it hold up, taking them down to verse 28. Seeking to hold up, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of Romans chapter 9, verse number 24 through 28, read. Book of Romans 9, verse 24. "Even us, who we have called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles." Verse 25.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me get in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So there it is again. You see, even us, they have a call, not to the Jew only, but also the Gentiles. So there you go, Jew and Gentile. But they're going to make a slip. The only one's going to catch them is always the 6th on the camp. Now they're going to leave room to be had. And they're going to mess around and overtalk themselves. in the next verse. What does the next verse say?
Verse number 25. As he said also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people. Her beloved, which was not beloved.
Angel, hold up on right there. So then they messed around and left it out there for you to go and be like the Bereans saying. He says, this also, if you don't believe me, you can go to Hosea and read where he called his people, the Jew and the Gentiles, and all that good stuff. He said, you can go back to Hosea and read the Jew and the Gentile in the book of Hosea. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take him up on his word and see see what that'll hold up. Well, you say, all you got to do, go back to Hosea, and you can find a Jew and Gentile because Hosea and Seer talked about it. And it changed what to believe. All they believe the Seer, right? So he said, yeah. So go to Hosea and read what the Seer say. So we're going a little further. We're going to take it in a minute. 26, 27, 28. What did it say there? To get some more.
26.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 9, verse 26. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called family of the living, Yahweh. Verse 27.
Hey.
Isaiah also cried concerning Israel. Though the number of the family of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. We will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will Yahweh make upon the earth.
Uh-huh. What are you saying? This conversation is all about who again in verse number 24? Now, who this conversation is about in Hosea and Isaiah is about who? Who is this about in verse number 24?
Book of Romans 9:24. Not of the Jew only, but also of the Gentiles.
And he tell you what book you can go find a Jew and a Gentile in. What book they tell you in verse 25? You can go peep that in. What verse? What book?
As he said also in Hosea.
Taste that something. You mean to tell you can go find a Jew and a Gentile in the book of Hosea? And also you can say you can go find it in Isaiah. Let's stop at Isaiah first. Let's go find the Jew and the Gentile in the book of Isaiah by going to the 10th chapter of Isaiah there, brother Yahweh Israel. Now we say you can go find the Jew and the Gentile in the book of Isaiah and the book of Hosea. So somebody's talking from tall talking, ain't you? But you know what? The six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites, we're going to take you up on that. We go on Pete and see if we find the Jew and the Gentile in the book. You just said go look at it and peep at it. Let's go to Isaiah 10, verse 22. Let's go on peep at it, Brother Yahweh Israel, because it says back there now. It says the Bible supports it. It's back there. Let's go on 10, 22, and 23. And let's see. Now I'm going to hear a whole lot of Jew and Gentile in 10, 22. And 23. Let's hear it. Come on.
The book of Isaiah 10, 22, verse 23 reads. Book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 22. For though your people, Israel, be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return, because time's decree shall overflow with righteousness. Verse 23. For Yahweh shall make a consumption, even determined, in the midst of all the land.
Wait a minute. Back in the verse 20, I didn't hear it. Did you hear anything about a Jew and a Gentile? Maybe we missed a verse or something. Back up to verse 20 and read verse 21 and read the same verse again, because I didn't see that we were told to go back there and find a Jew and a Gentile. And matter of fact, what it says in verse 17 before you get down to verse 20, what does verse 17 say again? 10, 17?
The book of Isaiah 10, verse 17. The light of Israel shall be for fire, and the righteous one for a flame. He shall burn, devour the storm and his riot in one day.
Mm-hmm. Also, I got Israel there, the light of Israel. Okay, let's get down to verse 20. I got to find something about the Jew and the Gentile. Verse 20.
Verse number 20. It shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the family of Israel shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon Yahweh, the righteous one of Israel, in truth.
Good. 21.
Verse 21. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Israel, to the mighty Yahweh. Verse 22. For though your people, Israel, be as the sand of the sea, yet the remnant of them shall return. The consumption decree shall overflow with righteousness.
Mm. So, we found out that was a lie. We didn't go in Isaiah, find nothing about no Jew and Gentile. It looked like to me that's a greatest lie ever told about a Jew and a Gentile. That is talking about Judah, southern kingdom, and Israel, northern kingdom, which is the Jew and the Greek, the Jew and the Gentile. So he said, not only that, go to Hosea. Even Hosea will tell you about it. You know what I'm going to do? They're going to take you up on Hosea. Now, we go on to Hosea and find this word called the Jew and the Gentile, because that's the reference says. Go to Hosea then. If you don't believe my words, go to Hosea. Guess what? We go on to Hosea, and we go on look for the Jew and the Gentile. Let's go to Hosea chapter 1, there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So now what we on a mission is to find the Jew and the Gentile, and they gave two references to find the Jew and the Gentile. You need a Jew nor a Greek, or a Gentile, whatever that is, Jew, Greek, and Gentile. So now we're going to Hosea and Pete. Now I'm picking up at verse number 4. Hosea chapter 1, verse 4. Let's find out what's going on there.
Book of Hosea. Chapter 1, verse number 4 reads, Yahweh said unto him, call his name Jezreel. Yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the family of Jehu, who will cause to cease the kingdom of the family of Israel. Verse number 5, it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bolt of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. Verse number 6. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And Yahweh said unto him, call her name Lo-ruhamah. For I will no more have mercy upon the family of Israel, the northern kingdom. But I will utterly take them away. Verse number 7. But I will have mercy upon the family of Yahweh Judah, and will save them by Yahweh. Their Yahweh will not save them by boat, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horse, nor by horse.
Good.
Verse number 8. Now when she had weaned Lo-ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Verse number 9. Then said Yahweh, call his name La'ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh. Verse 10. If the number of the family of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, it cannot be measured nor numbered. It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall be said unto them, you are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh. Verse number 11.
Hold that point. We'll leave 11 out for a minute. So again, I didn't find a Jew or Gentile. What I found again was Israel, northern kingdom, and Judah, southern kingdom. So you're telling me when we read that verse 318, let's talk about northern kingdom and southern kingdom of Israel, Judah, and Israel, Ephraim. That's what they're talking about, see, right here. That got nothing to do with white man white woman or orphan 17 nations. That's talking about the split kingdom of Yahuwah's messengers people. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 11. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 11, and see if you would make it even more plainer. Jeremiah 5, 11, and go to 30, verse 4, of the same book of Jeremiah.
Book of Jeremiah 5, verse number 11. Book of Jeremiah 5, verse number 11. For the family of Israel and the family of Yahdah Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, save Yahuwah.
Yeah, they have. The family of southern and northern Israel, Yahdah Judah, you have dealt very treacherously, because you know what you do? You listen to everybody but the 6 anointed camp that have been anointed to take the scales off of your eyes. So let's sum it all up. What is this Bible? What is 3:28 of Galatians? Let's sum it all up. What do they really mean when you sum it all up in Jeremiah 30, verse 4? What do you mean that, Brother Yahdah Israel, 30, verse 4?
Look at Jeremiah 34. And these are the words that Yahuwah spake concerning Israel, northern kingdom, concerning Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So you mean over in 3:28, you need Jew nor Greek, they're talking about the mindset of southern and northern kingdom of Israel. And his whole story is about Ezekiel 15:22. What is it about that, Brother Yahdah Israel, Ezekiel 15:22? So you see, when people make statements, don't you know sooner or later, get back to the 6 anointed camps, and he going to tell Dr. Hurst, stand up, now one of us is of the seed of Abraham. That's the biggest piece of lie. If anybody is in his congregation, should leave right away. Never return, because this man have taken you're taking the scales and put on your eyes. To believe what you just heard in the beginning of that tape is like you walking around with the scales on your eyes. And the only thing going to get the scales off your eyes, you got to believe the anointed camps of 6 abortion of the true Israelite. The word Jew and Gentile is a polluted word for Ephraim, Israel, and Judah, Israel. That was the name by the Jew and the Gentile and the Greek in this case. Ezekiel 15:22 says what?
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37:22.
Well, hold on. I need to get something before you hit 22. I need to have 15 in there and see again. Remember Ananias, the seer of the man of the hour came? And that's the same thing will have to happen for you. The man of the hour got to come. Let's read the man of the hour right now in 37 verse 15 down to verse 17. Then we'll skip down to 22. Let's make sure we got the name. And all it's always this way. It's always the man of the hour have to set the trends for the nations that split. And we're going to read it from the mouth of the mental spirit from heaven. Watch what he says in 15 down to verse 17 and 22 in the closing statement. Let's see what he says. It's always been this way. He don't change. If you're going to get a message, you must get the message from the 6 anointed camp, because the man of the hour is going to receive it and pass it on to the elders. Here you go right here. We're going to Ezekiel 37, taking verse 15 to verse 17, and then we'll skip down to 22 in the closing statement. Brother Yahdah Israel, we'll catch you tomorrow for some more of what we own. Come on.
Book of Ezekiel 37, verse number 15 through 17, verse 22 reads, Ezekiel 37, verse 15, where Yahweh came again unto me, saying, verse 16, moreover, thou son of man, take you one stick and write upon it for Yahdah Judah, and for the family of Israel, his companion, that then take another stick, write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, for the family of Israel, his companion. Verse 17, and join them one to another into one stick. They shall become one in your hand. Verse 22, I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. One king shall be king to them all. There shall be no more two nations. Neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all.
So you see that scene right here? So the Jew and the Gentile and the Greek is polluted. See, Royal, that is a cross out of the two kingdoms, Judah and Israel. So when you're reading your Bible, you got to know when you're talking about Southern Kingdom, Northern Kingdom. You're not going to learn this in any institution. The only one will be able to break down when you're talking Jew and Gentile polluted for Judah and Israel is the six anointed camps of voices of the Jewish life. The Jew and Gentile is polluted from Satan the devil. The Jew and the Gentile do not have a daddy, a father. But guess who do have a father? Ephraim Israel and Judah Israel got a father. And his name is Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. See, I see, right? Sooner or later, you're going to recognize it's going to be time for you put that puffed up pride spirit down and in a hurry catch up with the six anointed camps with big ears and a little mouth and not a backbiter, tail barrel, or even receiving it. Because the remnant is going to hit you one day, and Yahweh said, I can't go no further with you. If you're a tail barrel, backbiter, or murmur, the man said he's going to destroy you. You got it? You read it in his lesson 15. Brother Yahdai Israel, what's the close thing behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. The other way is rolling out, Seer Israel of Seer Royal. Great work, T. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, choir.
Hallelujah, choir. Excellent, Brother Yahdai Israel. So okay, good, too. We clear about that now. Those that got here to hear, you do this tape again, and you understand one thing. When they jumped on all the Jew and Gentile, they're talking about one tribe that split into two pieces. Yahdai Judah and Ephraim Israel. That's what the conversation is about to the Galatians. You got it? Good. All right, good enough. So we're going to bring in Elam and he'll get his final thoughts on tape number 15. And remember one thing, the elders definitely have a broadcast coming on Pal Talk in about another hour from now. And the elders will answer any question pertaining to the lesson. And also you might even hear a lesson. Always remember one thing, have time to take notes and be able to help yourself through the scriptures. But respect anointed leadership. Do the remnant's gonna hit you and be without measurement. So we're gonna find the elder and bring him in and let you know all about the broadcast and whatever Yahweh put on his hand for his clothes. 1 o'clock, elder, Mr. Kills, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. I think earlier I missed the amount of people that was attending, but we still know that we have a glorious turnout of members. We know that we all came to hear the things that most of us here listening can understand. And some that's attending never will understand, and that's without proper teaching. And to see those things that most of us here can see, some can never find, for the misinformed can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we know there are people out there that want to be righteous. They've been confused about which way to proceed. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, there are those out there that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning. even using Bible scriptures, as I've seen before, as verbal weapons. In the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse number 3, verse 3 says, every spirit that confess not that Yahweh the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. And this is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Wherefore, you have heard it, that it should come, even now already is in the world. So to help guide you through these times of confusion and of bad Christianity teaching, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of the Yahweh's Ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. We know this is information you came to seek. Now you found that which you have sought in Yahweh's Ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath, for the members that do not know, is Friday. Temple class time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. That's what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. This helps keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in biblical detail with scripture when they begin and when they end. It's a good thing to be aware of. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We are currently using two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how a program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's Ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15. except for Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Once again, type in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you will late log in into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, also, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, and even sometimes during Broad Talk, we're on Pal Talk for the listening members to pick up some extra Bible teachings. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working. Online there to answer any Bible questions about the discussed Bible topics or topics put on the table, either by Elder Josiah or Elder Mrs. Hibbs, along with Seer Israel. We will answer any questions about the related topics. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered, as I've seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, either Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember what it says in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches, covenants of the saints." So when we do this, we like to keep the scriptures in mind. Because when you're trying to win the Bump the Gums contest, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah and remember what it was sold unto us, as in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Now, at this time, we'll turn our program back to our Seer Israel. I would suggest keep your Bibles open and take notes. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hey, Elder, that was excellent. Your pardon. We look forward to catching the broadcast with the Elder Josiah Ben Israel and his lovely wife, Dr. Israel C. Reyes, and she will definitely be in that microphone bringing all the heavy good reads, showing exactly that when you got a helpmate, exactly what it means by being a helpmate. And she'll be with Brother the Elder, Josiah Israel, Ben Israel, and Elder Mr. Kills. They'll be on about another hour. And any questions pertaining to anything in lesson form, just put your request in and come to the microphone and make sure it's all about topic relating to the message that's on the table. Because this message got to go forward, because we have been in store for a life of knowledge and information. Just like T.D. Jakes say, "We not Gentiles." One thing we do know is Nessus was an arrow, and he gonna have to repent and correct it, because that's the message that will keep the peoples of the book confused and dumbed down. So, just a part of that early broadcast, and here is the message he said, but right now, one thing about it, we have to correct things according to as Yahuwah has given to us. And we know the WCC hand is all in it, 500 million members, but one thing about it, it's no accident when something come out, but we tell you soundly, We see the word Jew or Gentile in the Bible, in the King James Bible. You got to know how to be anointed to deal with the word Jew and Gentile. When you talk about Southern and Northern Kingdom. And number one thing in the book of Acts chapter 9, it tells you about I lost my thought. WCC had me lose my thought by cutting in on it just that time. So, we go back to the airways. I tell you, we go back to the airways. One thing about it, C. Roy, the message is going to go forward. That's all we're going to say. The message will go forward, and thus says Yahweh. So, we'll leave it like that. We go and find the mothers out of Camp 1 and bring them in. We'll do that. We'll leave that alone for right now, but we're definitely going to visit that again, WCC. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, Mother Z, come out of Camp 1. Yahweh be Israel.
Yahweh bless Israel. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E, Mother Z. We have to get back on some of these stuff that we're hearing because there's no accident we're hearing all this good stuff. So we have to be able to deal with it according to this book. And our mission is to free this Israelite, Southern and Northern Kingdom, out of being with scales on the eye. And all the way you take the scales off the eyes, let's see what you got to do there, Mother. Mother E. And Yahweh bless you. Let's see how you take the scales off the eyes. Let's run to the book of Luke, chapter 24. Look at verse 31 and 32. This is how you take the scales off the eyes. This is how the scales got to come off your eyes. And Paul immediately the scales fell off his eyes. Let's see exactly what got to be done in Luke 24. Pick it up at verse 31 and 32. Let's see what that says. Mother E, you're on the clock, come out.
The book of Luke. Chapter 24, verses 31 and 32. Okay, Luke 24, verse 31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. 32. And they said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and why he opened to us the scriptures.
Wait a minute, Molly. Now, the only way the scales can fall off your eyes, according to them verses right there, what got to happen for the scales to fall off your eyes? Can you help me out there, Mother E? What got to happen that we can read for the scales to fall off your eyes? What got to happen now? You're on the clock, Mother E, come on.
I'm looking first. It's a Matthew phone.
What got to happen, Mother E? To get the scales off the world's eyes, what do they got to hear according to verse 32?
You got to have what kind of mind?
According to verse 32, what got to happen for the scales to fall off your eyes according to verse 32? What got to happen? Verse 32 will tell us our answer that we can read.
Luke chapter 24, verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures?
So what got to happen, Moby? Somebody got to sit down with you and open up to you the scriptures. That's what got to happen. I don't care who say he reading his Bible. I'm always in my Bible. Yeah, well, I always read my book from cover to cover. Until someone of the sixth anointed camp sit down with you and open up the scripture, you're going to be reading the book the same way Thomas Dexter is doing it. T.D. Jakes, he's doing the same thing. He is misteaching the people, and that is an error. But you got to have the scriptures open up to help you and your loved ones, because the word Jew and Gentile is polluted. Judah and Israel, according to the Bible. So you got to have the scriptures open up. You got to have the scales to fall off of your eyes by reading to you the scriptures by those that he have given this word to teach you. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism cannot teach you this Bible. They can only put you where you are right now with scales over your eyes. Because once you listen to the teaching of the 690 camps, then you can become a 925 of the book called St. John. You become a 925 by tuning in on his national audience when Voices of the True Israelite come on the network. You can become a 925 of St. John. What do St. John 925 say there, Mother? Mother E, okay. what do you say as a 925?
St. John chapter 9, verse 25. Yahweh heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of Yahweh the Father?"
Well, hold on that, Mother E. Look at St. John 9. Yeah, look at it real carefully. Take your time there. We got plenty of time, Mother E. Take your time at 9:25 real good. Come on.
Okay, St. John chapter 9, verse 25. Verse 25. He answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see."
You see that? See, whether the sixth anointed camp be a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing you will know, you was blind to the word Gentile and Jew. Now you see the word Jew and Gentile looted for Judah and Israel in most cases. So now you folks be able to deal with that Jew and Gentile where you was blind at through Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Now you can see. Let's go to Sirach 21. Go to the book called Sirach 21. Look at 1 through 6 and 11 through 15 of the only thing can keep you blind is this right here. Sirach, chapter 21, verse 1 through 6, 11 through 15. Here's another thing that can keep you blind. We're going to read it. Sirach 21, 1 through 6, 11 through 15. Mother E, come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 21, verses 1 through 6 and 11 through 15. Verse 1. "My son, have thou sinned? My son, have thou sinned? Do so no more, but ask pardon for thy former sin." Verse 2. "Flee from sin and from the face of certain. But if you come too near, it will bite thee. The teeth thereof are as the teeth of a lion, slaying the soul of man." Verse 3. "All sin, all iniquity sin is as a two-edged sword. The wound whereof cometh cannot be healed. Verse 4. To terrify and do wrong will wax rich. Thus the hour of pardon of proud men and women shall be made desolate. Verse 5. A prayer out of a poor man's mouth reaches to the ears of Yahweh, and his judgment cometh speaking. Verse 6. He that hated to be reproved is in the way of sinner, but he that fears the Yahweh will repent from his mind. Verse 11. He that keepeth the Torah instructions of the Yahweh giveth the understanding. Therefore, and he perfect of the fear of the Yahweh is wisdom. And the perfection of the fear of Yahweh is wisdom. Verse 12. He that is not wise will not be taught, but there is a wisdom which multiplies bitterness. Verse 13. The knowledge of a wise man shall abound like a flood, and his countenance is like pure fountains of life. Verse 14. The inner part of a fool are like a broken vessel, and he will hold no knowledge as long as he lives. Verse 15. If a skillful man hears a wise word, he will commit it and add unto it. But a sinner, as one of no understanding, hears it. This pleases him, and he casts it behind his back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marie? So, if a man or woman, they'll hear a correction, and they were commended. But those who got that puffed up spirit, pride, and arrogance, and a backbiter, murmuring, and complaining, they always would justify themselves by not obeying the words of Yahweh. They'll continue down their road and continue doing what they do best. Let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 50. Let's look what it says in 2 Ezra chapter 8. We're going to 2 Ezra. We're going to look at 2 Ezra, verse 50. And it's probably read eight, down to verse 52. We're going to 2 Ezra. Chapter 8. Pick up verse 50 down to verse 52. What it says in 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 50 to 52.
2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 50 to 52. Second Ezra chapter 8, verse 50. For many great miracles shall be done to them, that in the latter time shall dwell in the world, because they have walked in great pride. Verse 51, but understand you for yourself, and seek out the honor for such as be like the tree of life is planted. The time to come is prepared. Cleanliness is made ready. A city is built and this is a lie. Yea, purpose, goodness, and will.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother E, so what's gonna mess them up? Pride is gonna mess them up. Pride is what Yahuwah said is gonna being pride and being a Proverbs 10:18 gonna mess you up. Pride, arrogancy, backbiter, murmur, complainer, that gonna mess you up, Steve Ray. Proverbs 10:18 says what? And something that's gonna mess you up. We gotta repeat it again. Something that's gonna mess you up. If you got this kind of spirit on you, repent. Stop it. Change. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. Listen. Come on, Mother E.
So the Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. He that hideth will blind lips, and he that utters a slander is a fool. What's that word? Hideth. I'll read that over again. He that hideth.
What is that now?
He that hides his heart is a spy.
So what they're saying there, Mother, yeah. Those that smile in your face, they had a record out a long time ago. Smiling faces tell lies.
Mm-hmm.
Smiling faces tell lies. They smile in your face there, Mother, knowing all the time they're backbiter, murmur, and a complainer. But they'll smile in your face. And Yahuwah mm-hmm. say your time is up. So you give you a warning mm-hmm. from the Sixth Anointed Council. Being a backbiter, murmur, complainer, and smile in the faces. Stop it now. Before Yahuwah tell your lights out. That's the message about this. And misteaching. And misteaching, misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
So watch yourself now. Go to Romans chapter 12, 1 through 7. And look what it says there, Mother E in Romans chapter 12. And don't look for no pats on the back when you're doing anything for some mm-hmm. Yahuwah's business. Understand what he got written in Romans chapter 12, 1 through 7. What he got written there, Mother E? Romans 12, 1 through 7. This is real good. Come on, Mother E.
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brother and sister, by the mercy of Yahuwah, that you present your body a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may choose what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahuwah. Verse 3. But I said, through the grace, the covenant, give unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think sober, according as Yahuwah has dealt to every man or woman the measures of the covenant. Verse 4. But as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Verse 5. So we be in many, are one body in Yahuwah's form, and every one member one of another, having then gifts different according to the covenant that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the prophecy of the covenant. Verse 7. O minister, let us wait on our minister, for he that teacheth on teaching.
Now what he's saying? He's saying, listen, it's many operations in the body. Everybody can't be here. Somebody got to be the nose. Everybody can't be the eye. Somebody got to be the feet. But it's many offices, but it's the same office. So everybody can't be, like they said, created as equal, nor is different apartments, but in the same body. So you got to understand something. He already know who he got what to do what. So you don't get offended because you not the eye. Then he got you saying, well, you the nose. So the eye can't say, I'm envy of the ear, and the ear can't say, I'm envy of the eye. We got to move forward in helping our people and says Yahuwah. Let's run and get a precept on that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. Let's precept that. Because what we try to do, always trying to bump off anointed leadership or step in front of anointed leadership. You in error. Yahuwah know what he's doing. So whoever he put and the position he put in by the way of already got it, accept that because Yahuwah know what he's doing. Don't be a murmur back by the complainer. Always can find something wrong. Always look for right of Yahuwah. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. Listen good. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. What did it say that, Mother E?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. Verse 11. And he gave some apostles. And some seals, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers. Verse 12, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the minister, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son. Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the covenant and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh the Father unto a perfect man or woman, unto the measure of the stature of the fulfillment of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the flight light of man or woman and cunning craft, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Verse 15, but speak the truth in love, may and to him in all things, which is the head, even Yahweh the Son. Verse 16, from whom the whole body joined together and compact by that which every joint supplies according to the edifice effective in the midst in the measures of every part, making intercession of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Mm-hmm. He said, he got office of all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a position, but never try to cross and on a position. He said, don't do that. Don't try to butt the line on a position. He got a protocol set that we ain't going to break it, and we ought to recognize the signs of time to do it according to what the Bible tells us to do. So we find out that you can't be going jumping at every wind of teaching. That was doctrine mean. Let's precept that to the book of Hebrew. Let's precept that, Mother Eve, to 13 verse 9 of the book of Hebrew. Polluted title called Hebrew. Let's precept that to make sure we can't get caught up with every wind. Everybody got something to say somewhere. Yahuwah is about order. Understand this whole thing about getting his people to take the scales off of their eyes. And all the way the scales can drop off their eyes. Because they blind is by hearing some scriptures. Don't text. Don't. None of the 69 on the camp don't text nobody no scriptures. If you can't find time to sit down with them and go over it, they've got a bunch of scriptures somewhere, and they can understand a word you're saying. Make sure they got, if they got time to come down and go over the scriptures with you, then they'll see things from anointed leadership position instead of having a bunch of scriptures on persons that's unlearned, like Dexter Thomas is. Deceiving the peoples, and they love to have it so. T.D. Jakes, with them skinny supposed to have a garment on with some branches, teaching Israel, but he missed Israel. It's time for the scales to come off of your eyes to understand one thing. The six anointed camps have his words. You want it? Come get it. We be here six nights a week. Look in the book of Hebrew. 13 verse 9, come on.
The book of Hebrew, polluted Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 9. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine. For it is a good thing that the mind be established with the covenant, not with meat, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.
So we got to understand that, T. Reagan. And sooner or later, and we know we're on the right track to let the world know one thing. This thing is coming to a short. And I thought we might read a little bit of it real quick. Let's run to our second Ezra chapter 16 just for a minute there. Let's let it beat for a minute. Let's run to 2 Ezra chapter 16 and show that we clearly know exactly where we're at as we speak and what signs to look for. Let's go to 2 Ezra 16 and look at verse 18 through 20. Let's let it beat just for a minute in 2 Ezra chapter 16, 18 to 20. What does it say there, Mother E? 2 Ezra chapter 16, verse 18 down to 20.
2 Ezra chapter 16, verses 18 to 20. Verse 18. The beginning of power and great murmuring, warning. The beginning of famine and the great death. The beginning of wars and the power still standing in fear. The beginning of evil, what shall I do when those evil shall come? Verse 19. Behold, famine and plague, tribulation and anguish are sent as a source for amendment. Verse 20. But for all these things, they shall not turn from their wicked, nor be always mindful of the sorcerer. Verse 21.
You hear that, Mother E? Yeah, that's good. That's good right there. See, I do all this on the clock right now, but here's the point. It's already prophesied, everything going on now, they're watching that one-eyed Satan doing all the things they're doing now, but they ain't going to turn from their evil ways. They wicked ways, they still going to be the same old. And that's what he's saying about that. We ain't going to beat that down a little bit, but I tell you what, let's go to 15. Let's go to 15, verse 1, down to verse 5. We're going to tell you exactly the only way out of this that was told to Israel to tell Southern Kingdom ain't but one way out of this thing. And this is what you got to hear. Let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 15, 1 through 5. What you got to hear that, Mother Eve? 2 Ezra chapter 15, 1 through 5. What got to be heard in their ears? 2 Ezra 15, 1 through 5 says what?
2 Ezra chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. Behold, see thou in the ears of my people the words of the seer, which I will put in your mouth, said the Yahweh, verse 2, and cause them to be written in paper, for they are faithful and true. Verse 3, fear not the imagination against thee. Let not the
Impetuity. Go ahead.
Of the men trouble thee, that speak against thee. Verse 4, for all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Verse 5, behold, said the Yahweh, I will bring pledges upon thee, world, the world, famine, death, and destruction.
That's big, Mother E. He said, look here, I'm going to bring famine, destruction on this world. I'm going to do it. Matter of fact, he told Isaiah about that in the 13th chapter, 11 through 15. He told Isaiah about this too, so all he done was pull that from Isaiah. He pulled that from Isaiah there, Mother E. In the 13th chapter, let's go see where that verse was pulled at. Let's look at this verse where he pulled, where Ezra was pulling his verse from. Yahweh going to do some damage to this place. Let's pull that in the book of Isaiah. And we'll look at verse 13, 11 down to 15. But he's going to tell you something, too, along the way.
Isaiah chapter 13, verse 11 through 15. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their sin. And I will call the arrogance of the world to cease, and we'll lay low the heart of the terrible. Verse 12, I will make a man or woman more precious than fine gold, even a man and woman than the gold which are hope. Verse 13, therefore I will shake the heaven, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. Verse 14, and it shall be as the chaste robe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man or woman turn to his own people and flee everyone unto his own land. Verse 15, everyone that is found shall be thirst through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword.
So what are you trying to tell you? You want to be a Christian, Islamic, Judaism, and all that kind of stuff. He said, once you join into them, you're going to fall. You're going to fall, especially if you're Israel. This message for Israel, but it's really for the 690 camp to be prepared to bring it to you. The bottom line is, if you outside of the will of Yahweh in Christianity, Islam, or Judaism, you're going down. Because all of them going to get together and try to muster up a nice attack. But we can read what will happen to them when it's all said and done. My brothers, read that anyway. That we do know exactly. They're going to get together. In 2 Ezra chapter 14, 9 through 11, they're going to get together. And they're going to try to throw their muscle all around. But what he got written in 2 Ezra chapter 14, 9 through 11? See, we can read exactly how it's going to happen, and we just about can tell you when it's going to happen through pages of the book. But sooner or later, you're going to recognize the signs of the time. In 2 Ezra 14, 9 through 11, let's see what it say there, Mother E. 2 Ezra 14, 9 through 11. Listen to this right
Second
here.
Ezra.
What it say?
2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 9 through 11. Verse 9, for thou shalt be taken away from all, and from henceforth thou shalt remain with my son, and with such as be like thee until the time be ended. Verse 10, for the world has lost his youth, and the time being to wax old. Verse 11. For the world is divided into 12 parts, and the 10th part of it are gone already. And half of the 10th part, verse 12.
All right, don't worry about that, Mother E. Don't worry about that. We hear that little background noise, but don't worry about all that. You all good. Let's run and see what he got written. And Psalms 69, verse 27. Let's see what he got written in Psalms 69, verse 27 there. See? So he's saying one thing. If you know you Israel, so all the way out, it's understand one thing. You got one messenger out here on the left. 600 camps of voices over to Israel. Get in where you fit in at and let them show you where you at in this Bible and hope that they'll be able to help you for you for the scales to come, fall off your eyes. But one thing you got to check at the door, backbiting, murmuring, and complaining and being a Proverbs. Give me 10:18 one more time. Let me hear that verse again. You cannot be a Proverbs 10:18. You're wasting your time and you're doing a Proverbs. Bag up, Mother Eve. Look, we'll get it this tomorrow. But the minister said, go back and read to this national audience Proverbs 10:18. What it say?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 18. He that hideth will blind lip, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool.
If you have lying lips and you put a slander out there, Yahweh told Solomon, the wisest man in the world, said you are a fool. You're a fool to do that. Now back up to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The last thing you're supposed to do, put a slander on anointed, six anointed camps, or backbiting any kind of way. Because if you do so, Yahweh said you are a fool to do such a thing. Let's see what it says in our Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Let's get a precept on that. Let's go to Proverbs 8:13. Let's say it's here.
Proverbs
8:13.
Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Yahweh is the fear of the Yahweh is to be hated. Evil, pride, and ardor, and the evil way, and the arrogant. The fear of the Yahweh is.
Arrogancy, pride, evil speaking. Yes, ma'am. Say, hey, anybody got an arrogance, pride, and speak evil against. What do you want to speak against? Let's go into 2 chapter. What do he don't want you to speak against that we can read? We read it, Mother E. 2:10-11. What can we read that Yahweh do not want you to speak evil or 2 Peter 2:10-11. Let's read it. What does it say?
Okay.
2 Peter 2:10-11.
Verse 10, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to see evil or dynasty. Verse 11, nemesis spirits which are greater in power and mighty bring not railing accusations against him before the Yahweh.
Right. And anointed leadership of the 6 anointed camps, you in great error. And Yahweh say he don't like it. So you're going to put your hand on your mouth and take it easy. Because as Yahweh puts something together, he'd be the one. Now let's read one more verse and we'll close out with this. Let's run to 1 Timothy 5:19-20. Now, your only way out is 1 Timothy 5:19-20, in the closing statement there, Mother E. We leave it like that. And we'll get ready to go join our talk room. 1 Timothy 5:19-20
Against an elder, deceive not an accusation. But before 2 or 3 witnesses, verse 20, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
So come and they got something to say against the county camp. If you don't hang up on them right away, that sin is on you too. Sin is on you. Because don't receive an accusation from the anointed council. They is the one to help you take the scales off of your eyes. But if you receive a phone call, go on a ride back home, and the bag going on, you folks do not receive it. Just as guilty as they are. Pay the price. Mother E, mm-hmm. Get back on the tomorrow evening. What the statement is on that? Come on.
Okay, thank you, praising Yahweh, for this class. Thank you, praising Yahweh, for the seer. And thank you, praising Yahweh, for being the class. I just thank and praise Yahweh that I'm able, that he able me to be able to hear and be in a class. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. That's Mother E. We'll be back tomorrow for some more. It's time now to log into Pal Talk and hear some more of that good stuff that's going on with the elders. So, Yahweh be with you all.
Stand up, Dr. Harrison. He's just as much Gentile as I am. By the flesh, neither one of us are the seed of Abraham. He's just a different flavor of the same mess. Christianity is not rooted in white men. Christianity is rooted in Judaism, and Judaism is rooted in Abraham, and Abraham was rooted in God. This is not about colors. This is not about colors. This is about covenant. It is about covenant. It is not about colors. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. I am tired of these junk food babies starting churches off of potato chips. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed.
Water,
give me the water.
That I thirst not.
Yes.
Neither come hither to draw.
Go ahead.
That's right.
16.
Yeah.
Yahweh the Son said
that's
unto
right.
her.
And Yahweh the Son said unto her.
Go call your husband.
Don't call thy husband.
That's right.
And come here.
And
your eyes.
Be too late.